Tennessee prison officials now say they have no intention of going back on controversial changes to how guards are scheduled and paid. The decision comes 8 months after an independent review recommended abandoning the system, which guards say has shorted them on overtime and contributed to low morale. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The issue is whether prison guards get paid for overtime. In 2014, the State Department of Correction began scheduling guards on a 28-day cycle, and they get overtime only if they worked extra hours by the end of the month. Since then, guards say they've seen their schedules fluctuate, with long weeks followed by short ones to keep them from getting paid extra. Randy Stamps, executive director of the Tennessee State Employees Association, says that practice probably saves the state money, but it isn't fair.
You could argue that that's good management. I would argue that that's taking advantage of folks that are doing one of the most dangerous jobs in the state.
Stamps says the Department of Correction could have gotten rid of the 28-day schedule if officials had wanted to. That's exactly what the American Correctional Association recommended last fall when it went into Tennessee's prisons to figure out why turnover was up among correctional officers and morale was down. At that time, Correction Commissioner Derek Schofield seemed to say he would go along with the recommendation. Now a spokeswoman for the department says it won't, and Schofield refused to explain why when approached by reporters. Schofield's last day as commissioner is later this month, but Stamps with the State Employees Association says it's unlikely the next commissioner will change the schedules either. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.